Ever since President Bush asked Donald Rumsfeld to stay on as his defense secretary, critics have been calling for Rumsfeld to stand down. Many of those critics are Republicans. One of the latest is former Senate Majority Leader Trent Lott. He says he'd like to see a new Secretary of Defense in the next year or so. Senator John McCain says he has no confidence in Rumsfeld. And William Kristol says the Secretary of Defense has earned a pink slip. Kristol made that point in the Washington Post this week. He wrote after Rumsfeld's exchange with a soldier who asked about a lack of armor in Iraq. Kristol is the influential editor of a conservative magazine, The Weekly Standard.
We've consistently thought since the invasion of Iraq that we haven't had enough troops, that Rumsfeld has had an almost theological obsession with having a light footprint and a quick, fast, high-tech army, and combine that with a certain arrogance and the kind of buck-passing that he showed when he responded to the soldiers last week and when he pretended that the army just makes these decisions, I have nothing to do with them. And I think it's time for him to go.
I suppose we should mention there are a number of conservatives who've been criticizing Rumsfeld directly or indirectly for some time. Richard Lugar, the chairman of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, has used the word incompetence to describe the way the war is being run. Senator Chuck Hagel, another Republican. We could go on for some time with a list like this.
Yeah, and some of it, look, I mean, any Secretary of Defense in wartime or even in peacetime is going to make judgment calls that people are going to quarrel with. Some of them will be proven wrong, and I don't hold that against Rumsfeld, but I just think he's been so consistently and stubbornly wrong on how to handle post-invasion Iraq. I just think I'm a strong supporter of Bush's foreign policy. I want it to work, and I don't think Rumsfeld is the Secretary of Defense who can best help it work.
Well, President Bush appears, for the moment, to think something different. What does that say about President Bush?
To be fair, I can see the argument for not making a change before January 30th, before the Iraqi elections. There are going to be lots of military engagements over the next 6-7 weeks. It's a dicey time. You don't want a transition going on at the Pentagon. I hope we get through January 30th, and I hope the president then goes to Rumsfeld and says, thanks a lot for your service to the country. Time for a change.
Writing this week in the Washington Post, you said that Rumsfeld has a tendency to push blame down on others within the Pentagon rather than really accepting it. I guess what I'm wondering is whether it might be fair to push some of the blame upward. It is President Bush who hired this guy and has decided to keep him.
Sure, but he did stand for re-election and he won. So in that sense, he has presented himself to the voters. Now, look, the president can make a change, and obviously if the president keeps Rumsfeld, he'll be accountable for that. And to the degree Rumsfeld's making mistakes at that point, or not just at that point, but for the last 4 years, they are also President Bush's mistakes.
I guess when I heard this whole debate about the armoring of vehicles in Iraq, what the military seems to be saying is, or members of the military seem to be saying is, we need every vehicle well-armored at all times anywhere in Iraq. No place is safe.
No, look, I agree the insurgency is worse than we expected. Rumsfeld's Pentagon has adjusted not as quickly as it could have, and I think the reason it didn't adjust as quickly as it could have is that they were so committed to a certain vision of the military and also so not committed in a way to staying and winning the effort in Iraq. Rumsfeld very much wanted to go and remove Saddam and get out of there as quickly as possible. That's sort of the underlying reason for the failure to adjust.
Secretary Rumsfeld's policies at one time were, or at least the ideas behind them, were praised by a lot of military analysts. The idea of transforming the military, of being a little lighter or a lot lighter, of not needing quite so many troops. Do you think those ideas have been discredited now?
I think yes. I think the notion of transformation originally in the late 90s was based on a political understanding. You wouldn't have to fight those kind of nasty old-fashioned ground wars for quite a while. It turns out, post 9/11, that it's a messy world there. We have to deploy American troops. To do that kind of thing, you need a lot of the old-fashioned boots on the ground, a lot of old-fashioned armored vehicles driving around. So, yes, I think the transformation stuff is oversold. This is an imperfect science, and people make a judgment, and then they correct. What I hold against Rumsfeld is the failure to correct.
William Kristol is the editor of the Weekly Standard. Thanks very much.
My pleasure.